Dear believers, assalamu alaikum.
Allahu Akbar.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.
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 أشهد أن محمد رسول 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 الله.
حي على الصلاة.
حي على الصلاة.
حي على الصلاة.
حي على الصلاة.
هيا على النافلة.
هيا على النافلة.
هيا على النافلة.
هيا على النافلة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر.
الله أكبر الله أكبر.
لا إله إلا الله.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. آمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله أحمده واستعينه واستهديه واستغفره أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا رسوله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أكرم المرسلين محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Can you hear me out there, Steve? That is, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, all praise is due to the Lord of all the systems of knowledge. All praise due to Allah. I praise Him, I seek His assistance, and I seek His guidance, and I ask for His forgiveness. I bear witness there is no God but Allah, the one who has no partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad, the prayers and peace be upon him, is His servant and His messenger. All praise due to Allah. We ask Allah's peace and blessings be on the best among the prophets, Muhammad, as well as on his family and his companions. Ameen. We seek refuge with Allah from our own weaknesses, our own faults, our own errors. All praise is due to Allah, who sent down upon us His book most clear, and later revealed in the last ayat, "This day I have completed for you your way of life and completed my blessings and my favor upon you, and chose al-Islam as your way of life." All praise is due to Allah, who united the hearts of the believers with al-Islam, and has made it an obligation to remain united, and has made it forbidden to become separated in His clear book. I advise myself first, if I advise you, to have consciousness, awareness, regard, taqwa for Allah, the highly glorified is He, the Most High, and obey Him. Dear Muslim believers, again, I greet you. Assalamu alaikum. Jumma Mubarak. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Kul ya ibadi alladina asrafu. Allay and fussi him la yahnabtu min rahmatillahi inna laha yahfiruftu nubba jami'an. إنه هو الغفور Ghafirul Rahim. Salak Allah Wadeen. Surely Allah speaks the truth. And the expression of translation is as follows. I seek refuge for Allah against the shaitan to reject it. Say, my servants who have transgressed against themselves, do not despair of the mercy of Allah. Indeed, Allah forgives all sins. Indeed, it is He who is the forgiving, the merciful. And this is Surah Az-Zamir, the groups 39, ayat 53, and we say, surely Allah speaks the truth. The Kutbah, today's title for the Kutbah, inshallah, God's servants seek forgiveness. God's servants seek forgiveness. In a reporting of hadith, narrated by Abu Hurairah, the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, said, when Allah completed the creation, he wrote in his book with him upon the throne, verily my mercy prevails over my wrath. Verily my mercy prevails over my wrath. And as we begin this presentation, we come together to bring ourselves to the remembrance of Allah. The sole purpose of this is to get ourselves back in sync with what our lives are to be. When Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is He, when He begins this chosen ayah for today's khutbah, stating to us, say, my servants. And we know, say, kul, is a command to Muhammad, the prayers, peace be upon him, and also to us, but to Muhammad. And there has been some commentary regarding this, that when you read it, some have made it feel like maybe, you know, and this is why you have to wash the fish bones. Some have made it feel like the prophet was saying, say, oh, my servants. But we know that there are many instances besides just the whole of the Quran that the words being spoken by Muhammad are the words of Allah. So for us, there's no way we could say that was Muhammad speaking for himself. Again, this is another reason why we have to make sure that we just do not read the Quran like we're reading a post on social media or rereading something, a blurb somewhere. No, we need to understand that when we are even reading just one ayah, it is the most important thing that we will ever read, because it is Allah addressing us. When Allah addresses something, and in this case, we can go to it really, so just so we have clarity. Oh, my servants. Cool. Say, oh, my servants. And I presented a khutbah a few weeks back with the topic of we are created to serve. Being Allah's servant is no small task. The word abadah, it means to worship, to serve. It means to obey. And when we look at this topic for today's presentation, obeying will be in the forefront. Allah says, oh, my servants who have transgressed against themselves. Salrafah. It means to transgress, but it also means to go to excess. It also means to be ignorant. Allah says, my servants who have committed excesses against your own selves. And fusihim, this is nafs, our souls, our beings, our own selves. This is telling us that for those who have gone beyond the limits that Allah has set to do things or not do things that go against what your soul is to be and what your soul is to do. Meaning, and we'll address sins because it's in this ayat, when you go against your nature, you're committing a sin. Our soul is what we are. Our souls is the only way we can be servants that we are to be. Imam Muhammad, he stated that a servant is the only way that man can come to God. Now, if being a servant is the only way we can come to Allah, And here Allah states to us through Muhammad the Prophet, the peace be upon him, that those of my servants who have transgressed against themselves. First, this tells us that Allah is not addressing those of the creation who are not servants to Allah. Everyone is not going to fulfill that duty in life. Allah says to us in the Quran, and then fear the fire whose fuel will be men and stones prepared for the disbelievers. Remember, everyone has a choice to make. But that choice is not just one you make once. You make this choice every day, all day. This is the battle that we face in our lives. This is the big jihad. The biggest struggle that we will have is the battle of our own souls. This is what Allah is addressing to us, and this is what the Prophet addresses when they came from battle. And he said to them, we return from the lesser jihad to the greater jihad. The greater jihad is more difficult and more important, the more important struggle against one's ego, one's selfishness, one's greed, one's evil. Ego, selfishness, greed, evil. Now, what do these sound like to us? Allah continues in this ayah, do not despair of the mercy of Allah. For indeed, Allah forgives all sins. Now, I want to put this out there now so we can work with it. These egos. An ego is a person's self-esteem or self-importance. Ego can get out of control. And now, why would I think that? Because the Prophet, the peace be upon him, that's what he just told us. It's the first thing he mentioned in the description of what is the biggest struggle we face. We get to a point where we think too highly of our own selves sometimes. Or we even get to the think we think too low of ourselves. We've been created in excellence to be excellent. But only excellent as a servant of God. So remember, this is addressing our nafs, our souls, what we feel inside of ourselves. And the ayat is nafasah. Well, in the root is nafasah. It means our inner desires. It also means our inner desires. How many egos can you think of right now that are out of control? How they're being led by their inner desires. And this is what the world is dealing with now. And it's what the world has dealt with since the creation of Adam, alayhi salam. The shaitan is an example to us of an ego. Anytime you think yourself better than someone else, that's an ego out of control. And listen, countries, communities, families, all are considered to be servants of Allah as a whole. And they can have egos out of control. Imam Muhammad, addressing the issue on servants of Allah, said that those who obey the commandments of Allah, and the benefit of that is purity. So a community that obeys Allah's commandments will have a life of purity that it desires. A country that obeys Allah's commandments. A family. We are the collective soul. We come from one soul. Each one of us is part of the whole soul. And when the whole of the soul is losing the battle, the other parts of the soul have to be the servants that we are and be stronger. So yes, again, communities can have out of control egos. Communities can be selfish. And they can be driven by greed. We can see that clearly. The soul is me and the soul is us. And when we go against it, then these are considered sins. What Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam just described to us, what are the sins of the soul, These are the bigger problems that we face. But Allah already knows this. And when Allah states to us, do not despair. Taqnatul. Allah is telling us, in the root, it tells us, do not lose courage. Do not abandon hope. Why? Because the mercy, rahmati, the mercy, Allah's mercy. See, we all have issues. We will face our own problems. But what we cannot do is give up on ourselves. Now, I hope that no one is included, I hope no one is saying to themselves, well, that doesn't apply to me. Because, you say, this does not apply to me because I don't do those things. That's an ego. Because this applies to all of us. Here today, here tomorrow, and gone yesterday. This applies to all of us. Because anything and everything that Allah has put into the Quran applies to us. Now, I'm worrying about my own issues. So you can figure out where yours at. I'm sure they're right there on top of the list. But when Allah tells us that if you are Allah's servant, do not lose hope because you have sinned against your soul. Do not abandon what Allah has given us to overcome the evils of the shaitan's influence in this life. And as I close this first part, we know that the Prophet, the prayers and peace be upon him, said to us that when Allah completed the creation, he wrote in his book with him upon the throne, "Verily my mercy prevails over my wrath." Allah is telling us that do not lose your courage when you're facing the challenges that you face. Allah will be with us as long as we are with Allah. It's a partnership in some respects. Although one side is Allah, the all-powerful, the all-knowing, the sustainer, the maintainer. And the other side is us, the one who needs help, the one who needs guidance, the one who needs protection, the one who needs forgiveness. Not just for the outside forces that we deal with, but for those deeper ones inside of our own selves. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhabannar. Amen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. God's servants seek forgiveness. So our egos get in the way of our lives. We need Allah to help with that. And of course, in my preparation, I ran across a little short fable that there was a hand whose fingers were all great friends. And the owner of this hand started doing a dangerous job. And despite the care that the owner tried, the rest of the fingers, the thumb always came out the worst. Always had cuts and bruises on it. And at first, the other fingers would ask the thumb for forgiveness, and the thumb wouldn't forgive them. Now, however, this happened so many times, repeated after that, and the thumb decided not to forgive the fingers. He stretched himself away from the hand, the other fingers, and wanted to do nothing with them. Now, initially, the thumb looked dignified, straight, upright. However, that kind of position was forced and it kind of looks ridiculous. The owner even had to put the hand in the pocket to try to hide it. And there the fingers suffered in darkness and obscurity, uncertainty. Finally, the thumb understood that it had been his fault that they're in this place. And he asked the fingers for forgiveness, but fearful that they would say no. And on the contrary, the fingers graciously forgive them. Real easy. Because they knew better than anyone that we all make mistakes. Friends, once again, all five of them worked together. All five of them worked together to prove to the owner that they were perfectly well again. And before long, they returned to the light again. This time, well aware that they should always forgive each other and thus avoiding ending up inside of a gloomy, depressing, dark pocket. Now, when we do not learn to even forgive ourselves of some of our own wrongdoings, we put ourselves in a place that is just like in that pocket. We end up in a dark, isolated place in life. We feel that the owner who has put us to the hard task, and Allah states that, do you claim to believe and think that you will not be tested? But our soul has to work together with all we have been given to understand this. And I'm speaking to the individual and I'm speaking to the collective. We have to forgive and work. And for Allah to extend mercy, we have to realize that we're not perfect. We have a perfect example, but we can only strive to be like the fingers and the thumb that work together. This is, of course, you know, this is a hadith as well. That thumb can be an ego. The thumb gets bruised. Egos get bruised. Egos get out of joint. The ego will cause us to be in a dark place. But we have to remember that we know that Allah's mercy prevails over Allah's wrath. For those who are servants of Allah. Listen. I'm probably gonna get it for this one. We fall down, but we get up. That's for my Christian viewers, you know, that join us. But for us in Al-Islam, we know that that symbolizes for us a salat. And the importance of the salat, the importance of the prayer. Because Allah doesn't say, don't pray when you're doing wrong. Don't feel like, well, I'm in a bad place. I can't make no salat. Allah does not say that. By praying, you can ask for forgiveness. By praying, you acknowledge that you understand what's going on in your life. This goes to our nature, to our creation. We are created to come back to Allah in the good and in the bad. And when it is good, it's from Allah. And when it's bad, it's from our own selves. This is what Allah tells us. There is nothing wrong in realizing that I'm in a bad place. I'm in a bad space. But what is wrong is thinking and telling ourselves that I cannot get out of it. No, come back together. Go back to the fingers. Come together to use what Allah has given us to bring our souls back in the place it needs to be. Now I have another quote from Imam Muhammad, he said, when God says he made man from the dead earth, clay, dust, water, he is saying that man's origin is in the original elements of the universe. That man is a creature of the cosmic universe, and his life and his origin is in the material world, the earth. You make sajda on the earth. You put your forehead and your nose right down and you on the earth and you rise back up. And when you rise up, you must ask for Allah's forgiveness. Allahumma astaghfirullah wa hamee. Forgive me. Pardon me. Have mercy on me because I came up wrong. I didn't come up like you wanted to. But now, Lord, I know I understand my crown back down there in the womb. I understand now. That womb that the Imam is describing that we came from is a womb of mercy. You know, in Rahima, mercy, the womb is one of the word, one of the meanings of Rahima. It's a womb. Mercy is a womb for us. We are created from materials that need water. Water brings our sensitivities. This is what happens when we're all in our feelings. Sometimes we get all in our feelings, we got too much water going on. And sometimes we don't have the minor enough water, and now all of a sudden we hard. We rigid. We're against everything. That's because we don't have enough sensitivities in us. This is why the salat is important. I address this all during the summer. When the Imam is describing to us the sajda on the earth, it is our connection back to our inner self, our original self. The self that is totally submissive to Allah, to our Creator, by default, our original settings. Right? And we fall down, but we get up. And when we get back up, we ask the Lord of all the systems of knowledge to forgive us, to pardon us, to have mercy on us, have rahmati, the mercy upon us, because we do wrong. We have not done all that we know being a servant is supposed to do. But we understand now. And we do what? We stand back up. We straighten our back. We stand tall. Right? In Qiyam, we stand tall. In our natures, in our intelligence. We stand up because we understand now. That is our intellect realizing that we have to keep trying. And I mentioned earlier, do not give up on yourself because Allah is not giving up on you. Abu Huraira, radiallahu anhu, he reported, the Messenger of Allah, the peace and blessings be upon him, said, by the one in whose hand is my soul, if you did not sin, Allah would replace you with a people who would sin. And they would seek forgiveness from Allah and he would forgive them. This is telling us what Allah expects us to sin. He expects us to make mistakes, to do things against our nature. Allah expects us to slip. Now, where have we heard that before? Our father Adam, alayhi salam, he slipped. Not because it was in his created nature to slip, but it was the evil that was around that caused the slip. Because the shaitan is a mindset, it's a culture, it's a behavior that will influence us to get us out of that created nature of being a servant. And when you're in a dark place, when you have slipped out of that servant role, then you're in a world that is beyond that shaitanic lens, right? The filter for everybody that's in social media. It's that filter that they put on. It looks like it's better than it really is, but it's not. It's not real. The only real life for us is the life that Allah and His Messenger have invited us to, that have called us to, a life of living. Not a dark, evil place. So we have to get back to what we're supposed to do. Do not stay away from what Allah has for us. Now remember, we are in a time in this world, in our lives, that we need the mercy of Allah more than ever. We need the forgiveness of Allah. Muhammad the Prophet's reporter has said that whoever testifies that nothing has the right to be worshipped of Allah alone, having no partner, and Muhammad is his servant and his messenger, and that Isa, Jesus, is a servant of Allah and his messenger, and Allah's word which he directed to Mary, and a soul from him, that paradise is true and the fire is true. Allah will admit him into paradise no matter what his deeds may be. Now first, we ask ourselves, are we a servant? Have we openly testified to this? Are we trying to live this? The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, those who have gave shahada, testified, then stated, those who can say that Isa, Jesus in scripture, and known, alayhi salam, is the servant of Allah and the messenger, and his messenger, and Allah's words which he directed to Maryam, his mother, alayhi salam, and a soul from Allah. Now we unpack that. This is the weekend of Christmas. This is the weekend of Christmas around the world. You're not going to be able to put your head in the dirt and not know what this weekend is. I'm sorry. Try to go somewhere on Monday. This is what it is around the world. And the one thing we as Muslims need to realize is that the terrible situation that's going on, and I don't even need, we all know what we're talking about. The terrible situation that's going on is not only going on for Muslims. There are Palestinians that are suffering that are Christians and other faiths. The humanity that is losing life does not just apply to us Muslims. And if we only think that or want to act like that is only Muslims, then we need to seek the forgiveness of Allah. You know, I was blessed to be there twice in the span of 9 months over this last year, from last December to last August. It's a holy, sacred place. And we must understand that if we are in a time that we need to seek mercy from Allah, we need to seek forgiveness from the one who has the mercy to forgive us. Then we must be able to realize and understand that we, as Muslims, love Isa, Jesus, alayhi salam, just as much as anyone else. We love all the prophets. We accept all the scriptures as revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what Allah has commanded us to do. And if we go back to the reporting, we believe that the paradise is real. We believe that the fire is real. And we believe that both can be seen and felt in this life as well as the next. Then we have to be able to express that we understand that God can forgive us our deeds. This doesn't mean we keep doing things that go against our nature, goes against our souls. No, this means that we do not abuse ourselves. We use ourselves. We do not abuse ourselves. Do not be abnormal with your souls. We do not abuse them. We are to use them. Use them the way they are designed to be used, as a servant of God. If we do that, then Allah will admit us to a paradise. If we understand what mercy is a paradise. Mercy is a paradise. Do not be so hard on ourselves that we think that if we make a mistake or we sin, we cannot recover from it. Do not think we have to separate from the fingers. Do not come apart from our inner self, and do not stop coming around the community and go to dark places that keep us away. No, stay with the fingers. Be the whole. Because we know that Allah forgives the servants of Allah. We do not have the power to be judges over others. That's not our role. And that is why so much focus is being put on the court system right now. Because some think they are God. But we are the creation of God, human, capable of making mistakes. And I end with this. This quote. I'm a human being who tries to find the way, who struggles, who makes mistakes sometimes, who commits sins sometimes, who prays to Allah for forgiveness and never feels that any righteous person is a threat to me. I feel that that righteous person is an aid to me. When I'm wrong, I'm like that there is some righteous people around me. This is Imam Muhammad. When we make a mistake or sin, we have to be able to get around those righteous people we know and not feel intimidated. You can always find somebody that's going to hang out with you and keep you off the path. That's easy. But you got to find the ones that you know that even just by talking to them, you know that they're going to make you be like, you know what, I got to do better. I got to be better. You got to not be afraid of them. Sometimes they're going to call you right out the blue because Allah sent them there. No, man, I don't feel like talking to this brother right now. No, you need to talk to that brother right now. We don't need to feel intimidated, but feel the spirit that they have, to be inspired by them. You can do this, firstly, just by studying the Quran, studying the scriptures, those stories, that history, is to uplift our minds, that will uplift our spirit, that will uplift our soul. The prophet states that Satan said that by your might, O Lord, I will continue to mislead the children of Adam as long as their souls are in their bodies. And Allah, the Lord, said, By my might and majesty, I will continue to forgive them as long as they seek my forgiveness. Let us not despair and let us get to a place where only God's mercy is. And where Allah will forgive us because God's servants seek forgiveness. Now, inshallah, I have given something to benefit today, which all praise is due to Allah. And may we have pleased Allah in this effort. Rabbi, I talk about Minika Esamioli. O our sustainer, accept thou this from us, for verily thou alone art all hearing and all knowing. Ameen. I have some quick announcements. Thank you for your patience. Allah.